Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Smalls.
Surprise! Here we are. Like a good game, we're back to play again in the sandbox of life. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Let me think about this for a second. Victoria Keelan, always thinking. We're all always thinking. Jay Kirshner, thoughts and things, because they are together, very important. It's a key to life. Thoughts are things. So what are you thinking today? Are you thinking about remedies for sunburn? A lot of people already have sunburns. Dealing with what? What are you chuckling about? You're at the beach. You know what the sunburn.
I didn't chuckle.
Oh, who chuckled? Somebody chuckled. I heard it.
I didn't
hear anything.
Chuckling. Yeah.
Really?
But I did get a little bit of a sunburn yesterday, so you're
did
not
you?
Wrong.
Yeah. Aha! See? Psychic. Like Uri says, we are together because of synchronistic thoughts. Well, anyway, the day presents itself with more opportunities for teasing. Like Joe Biden yesterday was only teasing. He bought, he didn't buy, but he was out. We're going to have, actually, my friend Nick Miles was with the president yesterday and lots of reporters who were testing out that new Ford F-150, the electric Ford truck, which is hard for me to imagine. Anyway, so he's in the truck and he jokes about running over reporters. Excuse me. So that's fun talking about stuff like that. Would you really do it? No. But what? But because everybody's so serious, especially all those damned reporters. Oh, wow, did you hear the president? He just said that. What it brought into my mind was that nobody likes reporters. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a Democrat or Republican, what your job is.
He was just playing. I don't think he doesn't.
Oh, he was
him.
Just playing.
He
was only joking. But still,
I do. I can already hear the headline.
Much is said in jest.
If Trump had said that in jest, can you imagine Jim McCall
right.
Should have been like, the president tried to kill me tonight.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That was the headline.
Tried to run me over with his car.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
No, I thought it was funny. It was a funny moment. That truck looks really, really cool. But
like
got a big story for you.
Oh, you do, Jennifer.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yes, ready, willing, and able.
This is one that was written for Doug. I'm sorry to open up this can of worms. But the Republicans who sit on the House Intelligence Committee say that there is significant circumstantial evidence that the COVID-19 outbreak stemmed from a leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. There is more. Remember, everybody's trying to figure out where all of this came from.
Who is everybody? I wasn't trying to figure out. I told you that like 3 days after it all started. What do you mean?
Right. That's why I'm reading the story to you, because it is now there's evidence according
to the
committee.
So who is on the committee? Is this a bipartisan effort, or?
It's the House Intelligence Committee, so yeah, it's Republicans and Democrats.
That makes me feel better, because I don't want more partisanship. I want people coming together and saying, okay, look, let's all blame China together. Let's have some togetherness.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't know if we're going to get it, because it's Republicans that are on the committee that have brought this evidence to the press, and they say that they've seen, sitting on the committee, significant circumstantial evidence that the COVID-19 outbreak stemmed from a leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and they're urging now the federal government and the Biden administration to put more pressure on China to allow for a full, credible investigation into the source of the pandemic.
Yeah, well, I have more investigation. You already just proved what
China's
happened. Why can't we go after
they're going to see block us what.
But the idea is to do a more credible investigation at the federal level. So that's what they're asking for.
Right.
They're saying it's crucial for health experts, the U.S. government, to understand how this originated.
No, it isn't crucial at all.
It is because we don't want this to happen in another lab in another country.
Well, you know?
They're saying it's a mistake. So if it's a mistake,
you don't
want this to happen again. Right.
It isn't a mistake.
Which is the point.
It was not a mistake. It was never a mistake.
I don't think Milan was targeted. That was a mistake.
Well, because the guy who was bringing the, they had a team of people bringing the virus to Iran. I've told you this story 100 times. They
I
went,
know, this came from Uri Geller, right? Is that where this came from? I
think,
believe that did
where?
In the beginning.
Maybe, yeah,
yeah,
maybe.
I think so.
From
it. But,
yeah.
I don't, I think everyone, even if you fully believe that, some people say that's a conspiracy theory. Other people say, yeah, that's totally plausible. But the bottom line is, I think everyone can agree, it wasn't supposed to spill in Milan. That was not part of the plan.
No, yes, okay, yep, I'll buy that one. Yes,
so there are some accidental, you know, elements to this that I think should be investigated.
Well, that's okay to investigate it.
Because that speaks to the volatility of either the containment of the virus or the virus itself, and how that, I mean, it decimated all of Milan. Right where it landed, that decimated all of Milan. So I think that... And then Jen has mentioned this before, and I agree with her. You know, when President Obama told Dr. Fauci, we're pulling the funding for this. These are too volatile to be studying these types of coronaviruses. Well, there we go. Look what happened to Milan. So I think that there are a lot of things that are worth looking into, for sure, on a much greater
scale. Now, why does Fauci still have a job after the president told him not to do it?
Well, because he had his own funding that he could allocate out as part
private,
of his own budget.
Yeah, he brought in private money.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay, that did a world
it's called
lot
gain,
of good.
And by the way, called gain-of-function research, and what I think the reason when you ask why and why we should be looking into this is if we believe that that's the story, and I do, that they were experimenting. I mean, if you look at the COVID, if you look at the virus, you know, that they show under the microscope and it's got all those prickles on it, that's what makes people believe that this had some elements to being man-made. It's not like he invented coronavirus that existed, but they were doing gain of function research
better
to make,
now you make
right
it
to make
potent.
It more strong and potent, yeah. And this is really like bio. I mean, this is like, you know, like biological warfare. Yeah. And so,
yeah.
I mean, if you look at it and you hear people talk about it, then you realize there could have been some testing on it. But what's stunning is that there's 12 labs in the whole United States that are doing gain of function testing right now. Rand Paul was the one who pointed that out during a hearing. So the reason it matters is so that we don't have the outbreak that starts right here.
Can you imagine if we
have a leak
here?
Yeah. I mean, I would think the rest of the world would be interested in that. And I'm sure our adversaries know about it. Do we want them targeting these labs? I don't know. I think there's a lot to learn here. For sure.
You easily could talk about, depending on what happened, the destruction of the human race. If you get these, then these people are so stupid that they think, well, we'll protect ourselves, but everybody else will get killed. And that's not the way that it works.
Well, the thing that really mystifies me is that the least effective vaccine that any country developed was China. China's vaccine doesn't even work.
Let's knock off a couple of million. They don't.
I guess.
I've heard from any number of different sources that the death toll in China was upwards of 4 million plus, and they were just burning the bodies, get rid of them. Let's make sure there's no pictures of them. And that's the rest
know.
Of the world. So the Chinese are responsible for the death of perhaps tens of millions of people when you get down to whatever we can agree on was the real cause of death. Here, the number was, 500,000-600,000, and whether it was really that number or not, there still is the bottom line that people died prematurely, unnecessarily, sometimes really painfully, a horrible death, because of the damn Chinese government. And that's it.
Part of it is we don't know if this leaked out accidentally or purposely. I mean, we don't know if they let it out or if this got out. And I think there are still people who believe all the things that we just talked about that don't know that.
I think it was very purposeful.
Possible it was accidental.
Nah. There are not many issues that bring about bipartisanship like China, looking around at some of the other things that have come to the surface here recently. Dozens of House and Senate bills aimed at countering Chinese tech ambitions. That's another thing that we, never mind the virus, but look at what we know about a lot of these things that we're buying by the millions, and they listen to us, pay attention to us, learn how we think, learn how we act. Their aggressiveness when it comes to military power, their lack of paying attention to human rights. All of the things, there's the endless, have you seen this? The Endless Frontier Act, I just found out about this, calling for a big increase in U.S. spending on research and development to maintain our advantage over China in any number of ways. That's one act that's before the House at the moment. Another one is called the Strategic Competition Act, which devotes a lot of money to new campaigns against Chinese influence here. A bipartisan approval from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee this week. The Taiwan Relationship Reinforcement Act, which is supposed to bolster ties between Washington and Taipei. This is something
which really pisses off China.
Right. The tensions because of that are very high. And then there's a bill to establish the China Censorship Monitor and Action Group, pushing back against Chinese efforts to censor U.S. companies and citizens who are there. So there's the Secure Act. Let's see here. There's an update on that. Major bill bolstering how our monies, the investments that we have in China, are monitored. I don't know how you do that. But speaking of investment, just see what happened. Anybody who's got any money in crypto,
super stoked that I don't.
Wow!
I have a lot of friends who've lost a lot of money this week.
I didn't realize PayPal had.
No, it hasn't come back, Doug. No.
No, I still wonder if it will come back. That's the question.
I mean, eventually. You're still up way above where it was. But go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just want to say I didn't realize PayPal had crypto abilities. And I was looking at it. I clicked over onto that site, and I was seeing everything dropping significantly. And it was kind of like, oh, goodness.
Well, this kind of started with Elon Musk.
Elon Musk started PayPal, so does that make sense for the term?
No, Bitcoin
won't take up Tesla anymore.
Yeah, you can't buy a Tesla with Bitcoin anymore because of the carbon emissions from Bitcoin mining. So he sent it down.
And that
comes
from China. Hello, China.
Mostly.
China.
70% of it, is mined in China. So, so he also has his own investment in Dogecoin. So he kind of messed up the market. But at the same time, if you bought Bitcoin early on, you're still way ahead.
Yeah,
so, but it really took a major nosedive. And, a lot of people, even China they want to regulate it because it's sucking up so much of their energy that, it's 1 year of mining Bitcoin, across China in different, in different computer labs. That's the entire annual energy bill that countries like Sweden and Argentina have. It is such a major, major suck of energy from the planet, and just the carbon emissions are horrific.
18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America, love it or fix it. You know, the old expression, love it or leave it. No, love it or fix it. One way or the other, maybe you can do both. Love it and fix it. 23 past the hour. It's time for our focus on what's going on in the trending department from all the social media here, there, and everywhere. That's Jay's job. I'm going to tell you a story that ended up getting a radio personality in hot water over Demi Lovato, whatever is going on with her. That story coming right up.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Okay, let's get to Demi Lovato. I'll tell you a quick story about a fellow that's been on the air in Boston for 40 years. His name is Matty Siegel. Been on the same radio station, doing the same time in Morning Drive, and has become a mainstay. Makes, I think the last time I heard it was like $2.4 million. He's one of the few people that still make a lot of money in radio. At one point in time, I think he was making $4.5 million a year as a morning host in Boston, which is what most of the morning radio guys who were really good were getting paid back 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago. So with this Demi Lovato thing, he went on the air and he said something that the guy that runs the radio station, who's a new manager, because new ownership or the usual ring around the rosy with ownership of radio stations. So the general manager told him, called him up and said, this is the manager who's new, who's talking to a guy who's been probably the number one or two guy most consistently in Boston for 40 years. he tells him that he doesn't like what he just said about Demi Lovato. I don't know what
he
said.
Is
a joke, something about her and, you know, what her personal life was all about. I didn't get the gist of it. I just know that it was a little, it was spicy, I'm sure, because Maddie's always been spicy.
How old is this guy?
Maddie's my age, or okay. Just a year or so younger than I, but he's in his early 70s. So the guy calls him while he's on the air and says, you know, don't do that again. So Maddie said, no, I won't. I quit. And he walked out of the studio at that second.
Wow.
That was the end of that.
And then
the boss, because the people at iHeart got all worked up about it because they're, you know, number one, and it's because of him. So they said, fix it.
Oh, because he said, okay, I'm reading what he said. He said it's a joke, the whole non-binary thing, the whole binary thing. I don't care what Demi Lovato does, but now we have to worry about you might offend someone. Basically, what they want me to do is be a lightweight show. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So he's basically completely discounting every non-binary person. He's old and he doesn't get it, but he should just shut up about topics he doesn't understand.
Yeah, but you don't tell a guy like that to stop talking. You bring him into the office afterwards. You don't call people on the air, no matter what the
circumstance. I've been hotlined a million times. That's
not
radio.
Not by anybody who's a good manager.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I've been hotlined.
It's right after.
Hotline.
When you
Howard's
see your boss outside the window.
You're like, No, that's not the way to do it. Anyway, so I'm back to wondering what non-binary really means. So you talk about people my age. What is that?
Okay,
mean?
You do know this. On Billions, the character Taylor is non-binary.
Right.
That's why their pronouns are they and them. So there you go. That's non-binary. That's what Demi Lovato says she feels.
Yeah. Is she really, or is that just the way she feels?
That's how they feel.
That's
how they identify.
Got it.
Right.
I understand. Okay, there it is. That's the story.
See, you get it.
I do get it. 28. I met somebody like that at a farm auction a couple of weeks ago, actually. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes, a Republican from California, said Wednesday there is significant circumstantial evidence that the COVID-19 outbreak started from a leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and is urging the federal government to put more pressure on China to allow for a full, credible investigation into the sources of the global pandemic. The congressman said it's the only way to prevent or quickly mitigate future pandemics. New York State Police conducted a search at the home of Rochester Mayor Democrat Lovely Warren as part of a criminal investigation. Warren is in the middle of a re-election campaign with a primary coming up next month. Police said the search warrant is part of an ongoing criminal investigation and had nothing to do with Warren's indictment on felony campaign fraud charges, with that case still pending in state court. Congratulations to New York Yankees pitcher Corey Kluber for throwing a no-hitter on Wednesday against the Texas Rangers. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The confusion over mask mandates has been fueled by mixed messaging. Dr. Fauci wants to set the record straight. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans have been adjusting to new guidelines for mask wearing released last week by the CDC. The new guidance allows for people who are fully vaccinated not to have to wear masks indoors, except for in crowded areas. But the sudden shift caused confusion for businesses trying to reopen and recover from the effects of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the confusion is not their fault. The chief White House medical advisor tells CNN that some of the confusion is coming from establishments trying to figure out how best to follow the new guidelines.
So what the establishment owned is several of them have said, you know, the CDC recommendations were fine, that people who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks indoor, but since I don't know who's vaccinated or not, if you come into my establishment, you still have to wear a mask. So where the confusion is that people are saying, wait a minute, some people are saying you don't have to wear masks when you're vaccinated, and now you're telling me when I go into an establishment, I have to wear a mask.
A 70-story skyscraper in China's technology hub of Shenzhen City swayed again on Wednesday after it wobbled and caused 15,000 people to evacuate the day before. No earthquakes have been reported in the region. Three floors of crypto mining computers in the electronics market, one of the main crypto mining markets in China, were not accessible due to the incident. Chinese media reported that all 15,000 evacuees escaped the building within 90 minutes. Nobody was injured. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour, Thursday, May the 20th. Now we really are two-thirds of the way through the month. Yippee-ki-yay, a month away from the beginning of summer. It's summertime, summertime, summertime. Soon. This is something I thought you'd be interested in, Jay. You know how I belong to the Made in America Club? The Made in America. Yeah. Okay. So here's something that was made by a group of mothers for mothers. The company is called New Angel. Do you know it?
No.
This is not a plug, but I believe strongly in this, you know, for a lot of different reasons. I don't really have them as clients. I bought some things there. Most of the time, the thing or two or three that I'm interested in, it's out of stock because people realize that, buying stuff made in America, no matter what it costs, is much better for all of us. So this is a U.S. manufacturer of products for mothers and by the way, I was introduced to this last night. A friend of mine is in town and his daughter and her husband and their baby have moved here. So I had dinner with them, and we were talking about some of the things that she needs. So this company, New Angel, has things for nursing, for nutrition, and the they call it New Angel because they say babies are precious angels and the most valuable gifts that you will ever receive. I'm in with that. I'm down with that. Aren't you? Wouldn't you think that would be, I mean, what else could be more on the top of mind for a mother than the valuable, precious little thing that she's brought into the world? Anyway, so they have a lactation consultant there that you can talk to anytime, because I understand, even being the old-timer that I am, Victoria, that lactation for a new mother sometimes can be a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. Girlfriends go through that, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's not easy. Sometimes you have to pump the milk depending on whether you're working or not, or sometimes you just can't have it. I understand that, too.
Sometimes the baby needs an operation. My friend's little one had needed that because of the way their mouths are. There's something with underneath the tongue.
Yeah, they can't latch.
Yeah, that latch, that's the word. There's like that flap underneath your tongue, and so apparently sometimes babies have it. It's too pronounced, so they have to do like a little quick snip operation.
I didn't know that with babies. You can have that with a little calf. I didn't realize
that's
humans...
a new thing, though. There's something that they're doing now where they're clipping that. You know how most of us have that thing that attaches your tongue to your
right.
mouth, right?
It's like being circumcised, only circumcise your tongue.
I don't know why that is so in style now, but a lot of parents are doing that. I mean, I'm sure for medical reasons there's some, you know, obviously for your friend Victor, maybe that's not the case, but for a lot of parents, they're just choosing to clip that, and I don't really know why they do that, because we all survived with ours.
I don't know.
Maybe I should have had that, because my mom tried desperately to breastfeed me, and I just wouldn't. Or couldn't, so, and my brother didn't either, so I don't know.
That should have told her something even at that age about you.
That's really rude. Like, you make a lot of comments like, it is.
No.
What does it tell my mother that I don't want to breastfeed? Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You're the one who hates shrinks, and you try to psychoanalyze everybody.
Well, because I've been there and done that. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, the blanket that they have... interesting, I started this for Jay, and she's the only one not participating in the in the conversation. The blankets that they have look beautiful. I think this is what I saw, and it was very cool.
And it's New Angel? That's cool. Are they soft blankets or weighted kind of blankets?
Right, I'm back on this, and I'm off on this, too, because of the conversation I had last night with a young mother and how the baby is sleeping through the night already, and they wrap it, swaddle it up. I remember when I don't remember doing it to Megan and Brendan, but maybe it's just because I don't remember. Do any of you remember what your mothers did, or did you ever have a conversation about how?
Oh,
you
yeah,
were
totally. At 5 weeks old, we all have those memories.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's like when you're four. Yeah, and then years later, then your parents are like, "Hey, do you remember this person? They haven't seen you since you were a baby."
My friend is married to a chef, and he practiced swaddling by, like, wrapping burritos. You make a baby burrito. You make a baby burrito with the swaddling blanket, so, yeah.
And they have these different things that make swaddling so much easier, where you're not even using a blanket. It's this little pouch, and you put the baby's legs in it, and then you fold it up, and it Velcros. It's
really
amazing.
They've got a cotton burp cloth. Let's see, they have... washcloths and looking at this.
Doug, you've had a huge impact on me with the, buying American and everything. I do make it a point to look more. I mean, I'm not strictly buying American yet, but I do look more. And I used to be big for Amazon. Like, I see something I want. I'm not paying attention to where it's coming from.
Crap.
And now I do look, and I saw something. I bought something recently. It said it was going to, it was from a New Jersey company. And then when I got the shipment tracking information, it was coming from China.
China,
and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And I
right.
just, I couldn't help but think of you. I was like, oh, Doug has had
an
impact on
me. The thing that bugs me, though, is like, and it says, proudly designed in America.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's made in
America.
That's the new buzz phrase.
How they're trying to get away with it. Well, it's designed in America. That doesn't mean anything. That's an instant giveaway that it's made in China.
It is, And the other thing that really bugs me that should not be allowed is when you shop online now, if it says country of origin, it just says imported, which also means China. Like,
right.
China. Just say
it. They're trying to cover all that stuff up. we were talking yesterday about diapers. And these people apparently have these, they're not called diapers, they're called cotton cleansing cloths, which I guess is that the new buzz, hyperallergenic cleansing cloths, ultra soft on both sides for gentle applications for your little baby's bum. Anyway.
That doesn't sound like a diaper.
That sounds like wipes.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Well.
It's been a while for Dougie.
I guess. I don't even have kids, and I know more about it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Okay. Anyway, so I thought that was nice to pass that along. There you go. Who's following all the mob violence in Israel? Apparently, I don't know whether we'd say this for tech talk time, Victoria, but WhatsApp has been big. Uri always used to ask me if we could talk on WhatsApp, because he has signed up for it. A lot of people in Europe use WhatsApp. Yeah. I don't know how. I didn't
it's
find it work very
app.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you use it?
It's in a phone. You can use it too.
I use it when I'm overseas. I use it when I'm visiting, family in Europe or.
Why would you use it if you have FaceTime? Right?
Because not all of my family has that, and that's expensive. Depends on where you are. WhatsApp.
FaceTime. FaceTime is expensive.
It depends. Yeah.
Yeah. When you travel, your cell phone. I mean, WhatsApp is a little cheaper because you can use Wi-Fi and stuff like that. But the other reason is that people who have Droids, or, Samsung, the Galaxy, whatever, they don't have FaceTime. So
way more people on the planet have an Android than an iPhone. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So WhatsApp would be used instead of like a Skype or something like that.
Got it.
Right.
Apparently, there are 100 new groups on WhatsApp, which belongs to Facebook, right? Doesn't it belong to Zuckerberg's company? I think WhatsApp does. I'm not mistaken.
I thought it was Israeli. I don't because everyone in Israel uses it. I'm pretty sure it's an Israeli app. I don't think Facebook owns it.
Okay.
Maybe they bought it. I don't know. I think it originated in Israel though.
So a lot of people anyway, the extremists, the Jewish extremists, which seem to have found a home in Israel because they've come from all over the world, and they are. We know, Los Angeles has them, and New York has them. Other areas of the world, London has a lot of them, they want to destroy Palestine. They don't even get, and they're not paying attention to Hamas and Hezbollah. They're paying attention to the Palestinians, and they want to destroy the good that has been created. See, this is where you separate the men from the boys or the chaff from the wheat or whatever. But this is so wrong. But yet, this is an example of how extremists, you go back to Nazi Germany, it's interesting that these Jewish extremists, maybe they learned it from looking at the techniques that were used by the Nazis, but it's the same kind of thing. It's the same kind of thing. You exterminate them. They're a blight on the world, and they're trying to kill us all, so we should kill them first. You know, that kind of stuff. So how does that fix the problem? I guess that would be my question. I look at that stuff and I just think that there is so much extremism. And where does it come from? It goes from generation to generation to generation. If you're crazy and extreme like that, your parents more than likely were too. Do you think that's a fair statement or not? What do you think, ladies? Is that, are people who are skinheads likely to be skinheads because their parents had that, whether they were declared as skinheads, they had that mentality?
I think there are some people who, that kind of stuff is passed down generationally, but think about all the people who are radicalized in their 20s. I mean, most of the time it comes from people who feel like they don't belong somewhere. So they find themselves a place to belong. And
on
typically, typically that's where people get radicalized now.
And then the parents look normal and the parents are always shocked. Yeah, I don't know that this is like a generational skinhead thing. I mean, there could be for sure. But, yeah, I don't know. I think this is more for a loner.
Yeah, it kind of goes with the nature versus nurture debate, too, because it's not just parents. It's who else are they around. Peers have a huge impact.
Yeah, I think so.
Of course, it's your environment.
People look to their peers for belonging. I think that's just natural, and I think that's why you see so many young people being radicalized, because that's when they're the most vulnerable to try to find that acceptance and a place of belonging, probably. And
do you ever feel that way? Did any of you ever feel that way? You needed to belong? So you went along to get along?
On some level, everybody wants to, sure.
Yeah, of course.
So how did it display itself in your life, Victoria? Do you think? Do you remember how it made its way into your life, into your thinking?
I don't remember, honestly. I mean, I've I played a lot of team sports, so, you know, wanting to be a valued member of the team was important to me. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it manifested for me. It was through sports.
What about you, Jen?
I don't know. I think everybody, especially in your teenage years, you want to feel like you belong. I'm sure. I mean, how many people are, you know, that just kind of go part of groupthink, right, when they're younger?
Yeah.
But thankfully, I surrounded myself with good people. I mean, my friends were all not, I mean, we were kind of goody-goodies. We were always out of trouble, and we didn't, you know, didn't really party or do any of that stuff in high school. So at least I found a group that, you know, I was looking for acceptance with that weren't crazy. But, you know, I think some people, it just happens the opposite way.
Jay, what about you?
I've had times of, ooh, I don't belong here, but I've never had an I don't belong anywhere kind of feeling. It was, you know, putting yourself into a situation, no, I don't belong here, I'm just going to go somewhere else.
What group did you think you didn't belong in?
When I first went to college, the first group of friends, I mean, they were all great people, but it was one of those, you know, it was our first day at campus, and everybody's meeting new people. I just happened to become friends with them for the first week, and I didn't feel like I belonged in that group. They weren't mean or anything. We just didn't have the same interests. Yeah. And then I found the group that I, you know, felt a little bit better in.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all want to be part of a group. There's no question about that. It's very interesting. Reflecting on it, I was thinking myself what I was like when I was in high school. I wasn't popular because I was always the teacher's pet. Because I did like Jennifer. I was the sort of goody-goody. You want to do something? You know, I always went to the office to mimeograph. You don't even know what mimeograph means, probably. To
Xerox.
Me. Yeah, right. Make copies of things.
Wait, you had copy machines?
Yeah.
No, the mimeograph, though,
it
smelled different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it smelled great. Yeah, it's like getting high without getting high. But Victoria, I love this. That's why I say
well,
because
I didn't know the Xeroxes existed back then.
I look forward to when you say, but wait, what?
Well, because my mom, look, you and my mom are the same age, and she didn't have a Xerox in high school.
No?
So that's why I'm saying, well, I doubt it.
This was in junior high school. This was more in elementary school. I was down.
Yeah, the mimeograph machine, though, was like a Xerox machine. It was just a,
the mimeograph machine, you type whatever it is, the test or whatever the notes are, you type onto a sheet of paper that has carbon on the back of it. So then you'd put it in the mimeograph machine, and the ones that we had were hand cranked. So they went, you make as many copies as you need.
Okay. So that's totally not what I'm thinking of with a copy machine where you lift up the lid and the light comes through.
No, this
See,
is cranking.
I was wrong. That's what I'm saying. I was right. There were no Xerox machines back then. That's what I was surprised by. I was like, wow, wait, Xerox machines existed all the way back then?
Yeah.
Covered wagon days?
Yeah. Ooh.
Don't make fun
of me. That's what I used to say to my mom.
When I was in grade school, we had a mimeograph machine. I don't know that I've ever seen one. I'm sure it existed, but I don't know.
It was just because my school was outdated.
I was out of a job when they made them electrified. It's 48 past the hour.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, let's see what's happening here in the world of technology, because it's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen with an HBO announcement. More money.
Yeah. Well, this will save you money. So the rumors are true. HBO will launch a cheaper version of HBO Max. Now, you have it's called ad-supported, which is a buzzy way of saying you have to sit through commercials. But they're launching in June. It will be $9.99 per month, which is a lot, you know, $5 cheaper than the current ad-free subscription of $15 a month. And so the news was announced during a Warner Media presentation for advertisers on Wednesday. HBO Max has 64 million subscribers so far, and it's been planning this because a lot of people have given feedback saying that they wouldn't sign up for HBO Max because of the cost. And so if you bring it back down to the Netflix level, you bring it back down under $10, people find that it's a lot more enticing. It is still more money, though, than Disney Plus. Disney Plus is only $6 a month. So HBO promises, though, with the new ad-supported tier, it will be the lightest ad load in the industry, meaning you'll have to suffer through the fewest ads. It'll also include a new ad format called pause ads, which basically when you pause the show you're watching, an ad will display instead of the screen just staying static. So that's another way that they can bake in the ads. But that's also not that annoying, because if you've paused your show, it doesn't matter what's on the screen. So I think that's actually a good thing for the viewer. Ad-supported subscriptions will get access to the full HBO Max content catalog with one big exception. You will not get to see the Warner Brothers movies that premiere the same day on streaming as they are in theaters. That's the only difference between the two major tiers. This will launch the first week of June, and if you still don't want to pay $9.99 for HBO Max, Warner Media says they're actually planning on other ways to give some of their offerings without charging you, and so they're going to air some of their streaming shows on TNT and TBS this summer. I would imagine that mayor of Easttown with Kate Winslet would probably be a good fit for TNT.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Probably something. Yeah, it is, and that's something that might show.
See, I turned you on to that. Give me credit.
You did. I give you plenty of credit. It just doesn't seem to flow both ways.
Oh, baloney. That's a lot of baloney. Okay. 55 past the hour in a moment. Microsoft, what are they doing that's exciting? We'll find out after this.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best price on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
All right, so let's get at it here with Microsoft.
Yeah.
Boo. Can I boo for Microsoft or not?
You can if you want. It's like you and two other people who are still using
Microsoft Internet Explorer.
So, you know, it's a chorus of two. So, yeah, they're finally getting rid, and I will say finally on this one, finally getting rid of Internet Explorer. It will retire officially next year after more than 25 years. It is.
What will I do?
I don't know.
Where will I go?
Google Chrome. But, yeah, it's an aging web browser, to put it lightly. It's been largely unused by most consumers for years.
You're enjoying this.
This is coming from Microsoft. Oh, I do love this. So they're putting the final nail in the Internet Explorer coffin on June 15th of next year.
We'll have a ceremony that day.
Oh, yeah. And so it's going to be replaced by Microsoft Edge. Most businesses already have Microsoft Edge in lieu of Internet Explorer. But for the personal computing, you and the other person out there on the planet who still uses Internet Explorer, you're going to have to come up with another plan. Microsoft ended support for this with Internet Explorer 11, which I think we just figured out is what you have. And so that moved over to Microsoft Teams, which is the web app that a lot of companies have been using, especially during the pandemic. They're going to cut off that completely, and it will no longer be supported starting this August 17th. So Office 365 and Outlook and OneDrive, you're going to have to really figure out where you're going to migrate to. So,
all right. Yeah. We do. Okay, so I saw something about ransomware attacks up by 300%.
Yeah.
Hospitals, banks,
yep.
Cities, towns.
Every company, utility, municipality, they all have to invest in more cybersecurity.
Ransomware attackers up 337% in the last year.
They're making a lot of money.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.